Next, stay tuned for all the amateur radio news and information you need to know this week in amateur radio. In this week's report,
senators call for a full inventory of the radio spectrum. Hams assist in the rescue of a wounded person in the Arizona desert. The FCC denies a petition to increase the size of the amateur radio question pool. Burkhardt announces that it will stop selling amateur radio equipment. NASA scientists think that a bat hitched a ride into space on the latest shuttle launch. The New York City Hall of Science Amateur Radio Club may be evicted from its namesake.
The agenda for the upcoming World Radio Telecommunications Conference poses an opportunity and a challenge for amateur radio. The U.S. Coast Guard announces it will shut down all LORAN stations due to the current economic conditions. You've heard about vertical, horizontal, and perhaps circular polarization for your radio signals. Now, researchers find that twisted radio signals may help untangle the airwaves. Hams in the Midwest, United States, assist communications during severe weather, as hams in Australia stand down from assisting with wildfires. Hams obtain permission to activate Midway Atoll in October for 2 weeks. NASA rules out turning life on board the space station into a reality television program. The global simulated emergency test is scheduled for April 15th. And we have all experienced the HT battery going dead right in the middle of a QSO. How would you like to be able to recharge that battery in 20 seconds? That technology is coming soon, and we'll tell you all about it in this week's report.
The best news and information on ham radio. This Week in Amateur Radio is coming up next, here on your local repeater. Distributed worldwide at TWIAR.org and throughout North America on the Skyscanner Satellite Radio Network.